WJX.
Well, would you look at this snow? Oh, hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hello.
We got a nice dusting of snow and sticking to everything. It's all pretty outside, so enjoy that if you're one of those snow buffs that enjoy. And it's like kind of the perfect storm because it's just sticking to like the ground, not the roads. So yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, hi.
It's like a snow globe.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to Wave 3 News, storm tracking team could see some flurries throughout the rest of the day. Flurries tomorrow, too. Snow even possible on Monday, so maybe now we're starting to get into the snow part of winter here in 2021. Which, by the way, I literally said this to my wife yesterday. I'm like, hang on. Is this still the first week of 2021? And she was like, yeah. I was like,
I've lost track.
I know. It felt like, so far this week's felt like a month. Insane. So, it's Friday though, so enjoy that. We've got the first You Laugh, You Lose coming for the year a little bit later on in the show, about 7:45 next hour. So, we'll see who gets the first win of the year on You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I will just sling some jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Not going to guarantee laughter on this. Just going to say it is what it is, right?
Well, yeah. We're usually our own worst enemy when it comes to this game.
Mm-hmm. Setting the bar stories. I do want to get to... we did receive a Facebook message. And I want to dive into this because it is kind of odd. And it involves underwear. So it's like... two things that I usually gravitate towards, odd and underwear. So
great.
Want to dive into that a little bit later in the show here as well. But yeah, we got a bunch of stuff to get to and your feel goods. They happen every single hour as well. We got the $10,000 bribe to tell you about, which kicks off on Monday. A bunch of stuff. WJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, today is the last day of Jeopardy with host Alex Trebek. Going to be, I'm sure, kind of an emotional show.
Super sad.
Yeah, even though they say it's a normal Jeopardy episode, meaning it's not like anything special. It's not like a tribute or anything like that. Of course, you know, Alex Trebek lost his battle to pancreatic cancer last year, but
they're not going to do any sort of tribute even after the episode.
Well, Alex says, "See you next time." At the end of the episode, the credits start to roll, and then they are going to do a little tribute package celebrating his legacy.
Okay, that's what I was thinking they were going to do.
Yeah. So I mean, but like the episode itself is just a normal episode.
No, because they taped it back in October, and nobody knew that would be his last.
That would be his last one, right. So that's tonight. Anybody still on board with the Call Me Cat? Because it aired last night on Fox.
Honey, I think you were the only one that were on board to begin with.
Well, I mean, I was excited because it was a show based in Louisville, and I'm like, all right, this is kind of cool, you know? But it wrecks my heart knowing that it's just an awful show.
You know what? When they first announced it was happening, I think I picked up on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all did, to be honest. But I held out hope that maybe there would be a nugget of surprise of, wow, Mia Bialik, she delivers. It's not slapstick, weird sitcom comedy with canned laughter in the background on places that aren't funny.
Yeah, because if you were a fan of hers on like Big Bang Theory or something like that, you want to root for him.
Yeah. But yeah, last night, again, the second episode in the first and probably only season of Call Me Cat.
Not much better.
I mean, to be fair, I remembered that it was on before 8 o'clock, and then I completely forgot to actually watch it. So I did watch a couple clips of it this morning on YouTube. And so I don't know if there were any, references to the city in last night's episode. I know the first episode had references to the Brown, but I don't know about the second episode. again, I'm just so disheartened that the show is just that awful. And
well, yeah, it doesn't really sound like it's going to be any sort of a plot point or a character in the show.
That people can really rally around and gravitate towards, even though right. Kat is the name on the show. That is the main character, Miam Bialik, and it's just... Okay, well, it's probably not going to be a show that lasts 8 seasons and has a big finale that we do a watch party for.
So we give it a bless her heart, condescending pat on the head.
Yeah.
And say good try.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know what the ratings are for last night, but I can't imagine it's great. So I don't know if anybody is still on board with that or not, but call
Bummer.
Me Kat.
I was a big fan of the whole sitcom idea. Mm-hmm. You know, not idea for that particular sitcom, but sure. Just in general.
Yeah.
I like the fact that sitcoms are a thing. I was a huge fan of Friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a time in my life where sitcoms ruled, right? I don't think that time will ever come back.
But yeah, you're probably right with that. Certainly not with this show. Coming up next, your Feel Good on the way. Feel Good stories, we do them every hour. Do this every single hour, Kelly Kay.
That's a love story.
All right.
Angie Lucas celebrating her 40th birthday. Fort Myers, Florida, decided to book a two-night staycation
okay.
at a property owned by Dennis Weiss.
Yeah, a little bit. Airbnb.
Exactly. At first, you know, he almost like rejected her application because he thought, oh, she's going to throw this COVID party, right?
Oh, right.
Then he found out, no, that's not what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let her come. And then he found out she was actually celebrating her birthday by herself.
Oh, this didn't feel good.
Oh, we're getting there.
Okay.
He brought her birthday presents. Cupcakes. Tequila. The two had a chat.
Uh-huh.
Started to bond during the stay.
Oh.
Started dating. Despite the fact that he's 67 years old and her dad is 63.
Ow!
3 months later, he proposed.
Get out!
They're getting married.
I've had a lot of, you know, Airbnb guests come through here. A lot of single girls, but none like Angie.
I've got a lot of single girls, none like
you
Angie.
You know what? he looks like he takes care of himself.
Uh-huh.
Like, he doesn't look 67.
Okay.
I mean, he does look like her dad.
Right,
but
right. Well, good
they're
for them.
Still together.
I found exactly. love, and I'd kind of given up on searching. So I guess it's true what they say. When you stop looking, love sometimes just falls into your lap.
Oh, well, that's cool.
It's a love story for the ages.
It really. Is, kind of. Yeah.
In 3 months, when you know, you know.
Well, I mean, your parents kind of had the similar sort of whirlwind.
Oh, absolutely.
Dating.
They met on a blind date.
Yeah.
Yep. And a month later, they were engaged. They were 21 years old.
Yeah, when you know, you know.
8 months later, married. They've been married 52 years.
There you go. Nothing if I can't have you. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. You know, we're a show that really tries to involve you guys into, you know, trying to help you and all that stuff. And I'm getting at the fact that, you know, we do these free therapies where, you know, you can just shoot us a message on Facebook. And a lot of times we'll be able to kind of help you out of a situation or at least give you an unbiased opinion. And so we got this message from Sarah, and she had got a wall hanging of a galaxy, like outer space, from her
friend.
And
it lit up.
Yeah, I mean, it's, it sounds cool, you know?
It sounds amazing.
It really does.
But she decided to, like, give it away immediately.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. We were on the phone with her, and she was like, I've never once expressed an interest in outer space. I don't know how she missed the mark on this. She had given her friend like a gift card to Starbucks and Target or something and was like, and I got this. And so, yeah, like Kelly said, she turned around and gave it away immediately. And
but maybe, you know, her friend was just trying to put some effort into a gift, trying to make it unique.
Yeah, and a lot of people on Facebook kind of chimed in. Everybody... You know, from like Roy, who said, in quotes, Yeah, donated it, and then crying laughing emoji. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, here's the thing. If it's brand new, yeah, I'm donating it. I'm not throwing away. I'm donating it, if that's the thing. A lot of people are saying, hey, just be honest and say, look, I accidentally donated it. And that's kind of where we left it yesterday. You know, maybe it's I had set it down next to a bag of donation items, and it accidentally made it into the donation bin.
We also left it to where she needs to go try to buy it back.
I know. But a lot of people are like, damn, Christmas was literally 2 weeks ago, and you already cut it out of your life. Like,
yeah, that was quick.
Yeah, and like June is like, you're a bad friend, straight up. No sugarcoating. You know, she spent her hard-earned money and got you something she thought you would like. If you didn't like it, you should have just gave it back to her.
And you should have at least kept it long enough for her to see it on your wall, like the one time that she comes over or something.
Yeah.
And then do your story.
Right. Isn't that like the cardinal rule is that you have...
They want to see it.
I mean, if growing up in my house with my mom has taught me anything, it's you have to show the other person...
You have to wear the sweater at least once.
If not once.
Put it on the wall, take a picture or something.
Multiple times that you not only use, but enjoy the gift. And so, anyways, we'll get into a couple more of your comments coming up here next. But man, like this was an interesting one just because of how quickly it went into your life and out of your life.
Savage.
Right. All right. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $430,000 worth of wine and then throwing it at police, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. Well, that kind of defeats the purpose, does it? Was it boxed wine?
Like I said, if I'm pulling this heist off, I'm not throwing the wine away.
Yeah. What's the point?
So here's the thing. A gang of bandits in France. Oui.
It's probably decent wine then. I'm guessing it wasn't boxed wine.
Right. It probably wasn't Franzia.
Yeah, probably not.
Right.
Probably wasn't Boone's.
And it probably wasn't Arbor Mist either.
Probably not.
But yeah, they swiped about $430,000 worth of wine from a luxury hotel there in France. And they broke open into the wine cellar, got all these bottles, and got away in their car. But then the police caught up with them, like, in pursuit. And so to try to avoid getting arrested, they started chucking bottles of wine at the police out of the back of their car.
Oh, dang.
Listen, no one got hurt. It missed the police. However, they're still missing.
Oh, they're still... Wow. All right. Wine bandits still on the lam.
Yeah. So again, like, you know, wine is good. It's a nice, like, sipping beverage, relaxing. It's not to be used as part of your getaway to throw at other cars.
To be fair, they probably were looking forward to relaxing with all of the wine once they got the heist done.
Right.
Right? They're probably like, hey, if we're going to go steal a bunch of wine, we're going to have a great party afterwards to celebrate.
Kelly,
didn't get that far yet.
Do you think they looked at each bottle of wine before they chucked it out of the window? They're like,
probably
right.
Not.
They're like, all right, this is
a... In the heat of the moment, nope. They were just grabbing.
This is a 2015. All right, 2015 was a bad year. Get rid of that one. Go, throw it. 2017, no, that was a good year. Keep it. Yep. All right, keep it. 2016 Merlot, you know what? That's crap. Get rid of it.
listen, they got away, so I'm thinking they were fairly hasty with choosing the wines, chucking them at the police.
So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing $430,000 worth of wine and then throwing it at police as you're trying to escape, you're doing okay. And again, if you're able to pull this heist off, why are you getting rid of the delicious wine that you took so much care to try and steal?
Did they get away with any of it?
Oh, yeah.
Did they just, like, chuck a couple of bottles just to make their getaway, but they had plenty in their score?
Yeah.
No, all right, well, then maybe they're on a beach or poolside somewhere right now enjoying the rest of it. They're like, maybe... They overshot with how many they tried to take, Kelly, knowing they might have to sacrifice some.
Am I hearing you correctly that you are wishing the bandits well?
Well, they're probably at least having a glass all right. somewhere.
All right.
Going, whoo, that was close, wasn't it?
I'm sure that's exact. Except they're French, so they're like, oh, that was close. Wee, 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 wee.
Probably something like that.
All right, there you go. That's Eddie the Bar on that. And Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Louisville made it on television last night. And I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about, I found the reference on Call Me Cat. And Kelly, I'm sorry.
Seriously?
I'm sorry.
Seriously?
I'm sorry. I'm
Honey,
sorry.
You got to stop talking about it.
I'm giving it life when it shouldn't have one. It's a horrible sitcom.
Why? What now? Why now? This is already the second time we're talking about it on the show. It's early.
It may not be last either.
Are you kidding? You're not even watching. You didn't even watch.
I didn't. So, you know, to catch you up, Call Me Cat is a show that's based out of Louisville. Really, it's... There's
Mayim Bialik.
Yep.
Stars in it.
There's no reason for it to actually be in Louisville. Like, there's nothing that ties it to Louisville. But it just happens to be just some random city, and they chose Louisville. So... you know, there are references in the first episode, which was on Sunday, which when it debuted, they kept referencing the Brown Hotel. And so it was like, okay, yeah, right. I see what you're doing. Yeah. It's just, they're throwing it in there just for like locality. So last night on the episode, they are sitting at a piano bar, you know, kind of like, you know, Howl at the Moon or something like that. It's a piano bar and it's Kat, who is played by Mayim Bialik, and it's Max, her like bartender friend that they used to know. And so here's the reference to Louisville in last night's episode.
Max and I went to college together at U of L.
Go Cards!
Oh my God.
I'm so embarrassed.
Congratulations.
I'm so embarrassed.
This is... That was amazing. Look at the spotlight.
I don't.
You know what? Now I'm getting angry because you're embarrassing us as a show.
Am
by
I?
Continuing to talk about this. Yeah,
Kelly,
a little.
It's like a train wreck. Like we talk about where you can't help but watch as this show goes down in flames, which it surely will. It's only into episode 2. I'm sure it's not even going to make it through its first season because it's that awful. But I do enjoy.
So did you find that on YouTube? Where'd you find the clip? Because I know you didn't watch it.
Yeah, no, it's on the Fox website, or it's on the Fox YouTube channel for, and then they break in because they're at a piano bar. Then they break into song, and they sing Billy Joel's hit Piano Man.
Of course they do, because that's what you do at any and all piano bars.
And they really try to sing it, and it's cringy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All of this happening now is cringy. Like, I'm cringing.
I just wanted to bring you along with...
No, I want to get out. Okay. I want to get off the boat. Right. It's a sinking ship.
It is.
But the Titanic has hit the iceberg. It's sinking fast.
But Louisville made national television last night.
Max and I went to college together at U of L.
Go Cards!
Go Cards!
And then all the right. laugh track. Oh, God.
Okay, yeah.
All right. I'm gonna... Okay, all right. Sorry. I promise I won't bring up this show at least for another hour.
Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to need more than that from you, sir, or you're going to have to be relieved from your button-pushing duties.
I'm going to give you the 70-minute, I'm not going to talk about this god-awful show guarantee.
I'm going to need a 3 hour. I need a 3 hour guarantee.
I'm
going to
need a 3 hour guarantee.
I need a 3 hour guarantee, please.
Here we go.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So it was announced that Elon Musk is now the richest person in the world. Do we ask Jeff Bezos how he's doing? Because he was the number one person.
I think he's doing just fine if I'm looking at all my orders.
expecting a package delivery today.
He's drying his tears in all of my orders.
Yeah, in $100 bills for sure. Yeah, so he's got a net worth, I guess, more than $185 billion. So that puts him $1 billion more than Jeff Bezos, who's only worth $184 billion. And yeah, so Elon Musk, now the richest person in the world. B with a B. How are you doing?
He makes cool cars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know, he's involved in SpaceX. He makes cool cars. He named his kid, what was that? The A12?
Not sure.
Remember, it was that, like, symbols. It was a bunch of symbols.
It was a lot of symbols. Yeah. I don't think we ever really figured out how to say it.
Yeah. So, yeah, congratulations, Elon. You're doing well, I guess. And, you know, good luck, Jeff. We're hoping the best for you. All right, 7:23. Let's get to your feel good. Kelly Kay, do this every hour.
So we're going to talk about birthday party.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of fun. Yeah. So we go to a group of neighbors in Shepherd, the UK, George Street, to be specific. There has been a VW Golf car that has been on their street for a year.
A year, okay.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's been a bit of an eyesore for the residents there. One of the car's tires is now flat. The inside looks a little bit like a litter bin. McDonald's food in there, a shoe, empty shampoo bottles lying about.
Sure.
The residents there on George Street, they've reported the car on several occasions to the council, even to passing traffic wardens, community officers, but to no avail. And now the street's been turned into a one-way road. That's the only car parked facing the wrong way. And it's also blocking drop-off pickup times for, you know, a school.
Schools, yeah.
Causing some frustration. So they said, you know what? Let's turn a negative into a positive. Let's throw a birthday party for the car.
They threw a birthday party for the car?
They threw a one-year birthday party for the car. Decorated it. Birthday banners, balloons. Even taped the sheet of all of the times that it was indeed reported.
Wow.
Got the log. They just taped it to the window. It's really festive looking now. So they thought, well, maybe now it'll get a little attention. Now that it's been decorated and stuff like that.
Do they not have tow trucks in that part of England?
I guess not. No one's deployed one.
I can't. Okay.
But they said, so according to, like, I guess any of the people that responses they've gotten, it's in too good of shape to be considered an eyesore yet.
Oh. All right.
I guess it's just got to deteriorate a little bit more.
So this is a feel good, I guess, on a couple different levels. One, it's a beautiful looking car. And
it doesn't look bad.
It's a birthday party for that car.
It's a birthday party for the car. So now it's kind of like it's festive anytime that you either look at it out your window or drive past it there for the residents. So we'll see if maybe it'll get it a little bit more attention from the authorities there in the area.
All right.
But there you go.
All right. Yeah, I mean,
it's a car party.
I like how you angled this into a feel good. It was good. All right. Well done.
It's all perspective.
Perspective.
All right. We'll tweet it out. You can see it at Ben Kelly Show.
All right. There you go. Feel good every hour throughout the morning. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if this is something that affects us really personally because we don't really have subways here in Louisville, but the No Pants Subway Ride, the annual January tradition, has been canceled again thanks to COVID. So this is one of those kind of things that pop up in a bunch of cities that have subways where people literally ride the subway without wearing any pants in January.
That doesn't sound sanitary.
I mean, if you're riding a subway, I think you've already resigned yourself to the fact that you're not going to be in the most sanitary of places.
Maybe, but I still want all the protection, the protective layering that I can get, I feel like.
I mean, you could always stand. You don't have to sit, right, Kelly?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a subway?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More of like the L train in Chicago but we never really took the subway when we were in New York.
Okay. Yeah.
Just walked around.
I mean, if the Muppets Take Manhattan has taught me anything, then the subways can be kind of dirty. Or if the movie Elf has taught me anything either.
That's true.
Right. For sure. You don't
maybe take some sanitizer.
Yeah. So anyways, if you're a fan of at least seeing that in the news, because again, we don't have subways here, so it's not really affecting us all that much. Know that the no pants subway ride, you'll have to watch reruns if you really enjoy that sort of thing. Coming up here, about 10 minutes, it's the very first You Laugh, You Lose of 2021. How good will it be? I have no idea. I don't know how to answer that question that I posed myself.
I feel like I might be pretty confident in the fact I'm not laughing today.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I don't know what that says.
Does this bit not have an end then? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, anyways, that's less than 10 minutes here on 99.7 DJX. Ariana Grande first. It's DJ. Yeah. DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey, Kelly, tonight's the night.
What's the night?
It's the Mega Millions. You got your ticket?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know what? We had a conversation about that earlier in the week. I actually did buy two tickets.
Wow. Yeah. So
I did.
For the first time.
I didn't win.
The third time in the Mega Millions and the Powerball, both over $400 million, almost close to $500 million each, where you could win close to $1 billion if you hit both, which, you know, the odds of that are next to nil. But, you know, we were talking about that earlier in the week. And it's like, it's tough when a lot of people are still working remotely and not in an office setting, that you don't have the person walking around to the different cubicles with an envelope going, hey, you got
wanna
a couple
get in on this?
Yeah, you got a couple bucks. I'm going to go after work and go to the grocery store and pick up some lottery tickets. And I can get you in on the office pool.
I did.
So
I bought two tickets.
You did. You for the Mega Millions and Powerball?
Uh-huh. One of each.
Okay. Did we actually
get it?
You did. Well, it's tonight. Tonight is the Mega Millions.
Okay, did they have a drawing on Wednesday? I thought they did it like on Wednesday and Saturday.
I thought that was Powerball.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I bought that and didn't win that.
Okay. All right. Don't throw away your Mega Millions ticket yet.
Okay.
But
I'm still keeping my fingers crossed.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. So that is happening tonight, and we never made a pact, did we? I mean, we kind of talked about it.
But I floated out there 2%. You said that 9.8 million wasn't enough for you.
Yeah, I was going to need at least 5%.
So you rejected my deal.
I did. I might.
Yeah, my deal only stands at 2%.
Man.
So if that's not enough for you, $9.8 million, you couldn't make that work for you.
What about if I hit?
I would take 9% or take 2%.
You'd take 9%.
I would take 2%. $9.8 million would be fine with me.
Gladly
I'm not
take
greedy.
9%. 2%. All right. Well, if 2% has to be what it is in order to make this weird sort of
pact,
yeah, work, then maybe that's what we do.
Listen, I think that was being amazingly generous, considering the fact that I hadn't even like discussed any of it with my family.
Yeah, that would be kind of awkward if you know, your family is sitting around the living room congratulating each other, high fiving, and on your huge $400 million windfall, and then you're like,
and they're
oh,
like, hey, you promised Ben 2% before you even promised us anything?
What kind of blank is that?
It's a weird pecking order.
That would be a conversation definitely that you don't want to necessarily have after the fact.
Absolutely.
So anyways, if you haven't, I don't know if you have any sort of pact with a friend of yours, but you might want to draw that up, because that is happening tonight. With the odds of winning, well, I mean, it's low, but, you know, what do they say? You can't win unless you buy a ticket.
Hey, yeah, you can't win if you don't play.
All right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, yep, it is the first You Laugh, You Lose of the year. Several of you reached out to us over the past couple weeks, lamenting the fact that there haven't been a new one. Well, now you get one. And we can't guarantee how great it's going to be, but
Now listen, we can guarantee we are giving it our all. Absolutely. Yes, 100%. We are committing to the bit.
Kelly and I both have jokes. We're ready to go. You laugh, you lose. First one who laughs first loses. That is on the way. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The sound of the trumpets can only mean one thing, Kelly, and that is the return of You Laugh, You Lose, where we sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first person who laughs first loses here on 99.7 DJX. All right. So
trophies in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Show it.
Trophy, Kelly.
So has she been in your hands since the holidays?
Yes, she has been in my hands since the holidays, as I had the last win of 2020. But
stroke your beard with that.
Will have the first win of 2021. And
Tim is rooting for you.
The You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor Trophy. I guess time will tell, right, Kelly? Right, Kelly, right,
time
Kelly, right,
will
Kelly?
Will indeed tell.
Do you want to go first then?
I probably should.
All right, so let's go.
Billy Hooser.
You laugh, you lose. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
You know banks?
I've heard of them.
They need to do a better job at keeping their ATM stocked. I went to 5 the other day. They all said insufficient funds.
Oh, that is rough. Okay. That is rough. Out of the gate with a doozy. Kelly, hey, what does a Mandalorian say when they see they've gained a few pounds?
What does a Mandalorian say when they see they've gained a few pounds?
This is the way. Star Wars jokes.
The delivery was very important on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a great gardener the Incredible Hulk is?
Okay.
Especially since he's got 2 green thumbs.
Oh, yeah. Gardening.
Literally.
Literally does.
Yeah.
Kelly, what's the difference between a soy milk drinker and a snake?
What is the difference between a soy milk drinker and a snake?
One is lactose intolerant and the other lacks toes.
True statement.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a dinosaur that fails its driving test?
What?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Rex. Yeah. Got that.
W-R-E-C-K-S.
That was good. Hey, Kelly, how about another lactose joke? You ready?
Oh, let's bring that on.
Why can't people without legs drink milk?
Why can't people without legs drink milk?
And they lack toes.
Yeah. Okay.
This is brutal.
Hey, Ben. It is. What do you call James Bond in the bath?
What?
Bobble 07.
Ah, gotcha. Kelly, I don't seem to have the enthusiasm to pass gas like I used to. In fact, the last few were very half-farted.
Okay.
Thanks.
You almost had me.
Almost.
Need a little bit stronger punchline on that one.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, you know what? My husband accused me of being immature.
Yeah?
I told him to get out of my fort.
Oh, that was... I like that. Kelly, I've just found out I got this awful disease from my doctor where I can't stop telling airport jokes. Unfortunately, he says it's terminal.
Yeah. Prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Thank you. We're in the middle of You Laugh, You Lose. Yeah.
What is the difference between bird flu and swine flu?
What?
Well, one requires tweetment. The other requires ointment.
Kelly, what do you call a cold hooker?
What do you call a cold hooker?
A prostitute. I lost myself.
Wow. Oh, wow. I had two more that I was kind of confident, like I was marginally confident.
Oh, well.
I had two more.
I just had to. I'll tell you, I had another one.
Stay in my arsenal for next week.
I was going to say, I had a couple more that I thought maybe, but I lost it on prostitute myself. So There you go. There you go. Stupid. Maybe the stupidest bit we do all week.
I lost it on Frostitude.
I lost it on Frostitude, dang it.
Kelly, when you eat sandwiches, how do you cut your sandwich, or do you?
It kind of depends. Like, I like Subway sandwiches, like, cut, or I just, most of the time, just eat it whole. Why?
Okay, I saw something, and I'm sure this survey has nothing to do with anything, but it was just like 54% of people cut your sandwiches diagonal, 28% cut them horizontal, 18% don't even cut them. And then a large majority eat sandwiches with the crust on. Are you a crust fan? Do you take the crust off or you not care?
I'll do the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I'll do the crust. My kids are always like, cut the crust off, please.
Mm. Yeah. I was always a crust person. In fact, like being a dad, and I think anybody who is in the sound of my voice who is also kind of a dad is relegated to eating the butts of the loaf, right?
Sure.
Because
absolutely.
Those get left. In fact, new bags of bread will get open with the old bag only containing the heels of
sure.
the other loaf of bread, which then
that
I have
can still make a good sandwich though.
Yeah, which then I have to
depends
take
on what you put in it.
That out and put it into the new bag and be like, yo. Yeah. And so then there are going to be four heels in this new loaf of bread to which I then have to do it. And so I'm thinking about it. You know what? When I do cut my sandwich, I'm always a diagonal cutter, and I always get this weird thrill when I cut it just horizontally in half, you know?
And it's perfect from corner to corner?
Yes, I get this weird, yeah. Like, you know, and I enjoy cutting it because I like seeing the insides of it, because sometimes if you don't cut the sandwich, you like, it gets masked by the fringe of everything, and you don't get to see everything that's inside your sandwich.
Now, when you start to eat, do you start at a corner or at an edge, or do you start like right in the middle of that just cut edge?
So if I cut it and I'm cutting it diagonal, like I said, I'm going right in the middle first.
Yeah, I because you feel like that's where the perfect mix of all the ingredients lies.
Yep.
Right there in the middle.
Yeah, 100%. So
I could see that. I don't typically put this much thought into it, but now maybe I might.
I mean,
like, especially if it's a good club sandwich and there's a lot of different ingredients,
mm-hmm.
and you like spend some time building it, I go right in the middle.
I mean, even peanut butter sandwiches. Now, peanut butter sandwiches, I typically won't cut. I'll just, I still eat peanut butter sandwiches. I'm a grown man, and I admit I still eat peanut butter sandwiches. I still think they're good.
I do too. I just add sliced almonds now for sophistication.
You serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Honey roasted just for a little bit of crunch. I like a little bit of crunch. Because, you know, crunchy peanut butter is good, but if you don't have that on hand, you can do some, like, sliced honey roasted almonds.
You're getting all gourmet.
Yeah, it does make me feel fancy.
I have in the past, taken, like, fresh strawberries and sliced those and tossed those into the peanut butter sandwich, too.
Okay, that's valid.
Or I've also tossed, like, honey roasted peanuts in there as well to give it that little sweet crunch. But
I'll also do some Cheetos. Not going to lie. I can put some Cheetos right there in the middle.
Cheetos inside your peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah. My daughter, if she has chips, she's got to put them in her sandwich. I mean, I think that's kind of a rule too.
Because again, for the crunch.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm really hungry. Why did we start talking about this?
I saw this stupid survey on Facebook about the percentage of people who cut your sandwiches and those who do it diagonally versus those who do it horizontally. And then can we all agree that if you cut your sandwich horizontally, and when I mean horizontally, I mean, actually, no, you know what? I mean vertically. It needs to be vertically. Do you know what I mean?
In the middle,
right?
Not corner to corner,
right? So horizontally is corner to corner, but diagonally is corner to corner, but vertically would be up the middle of the sandwich bread with the
side of the bread,
and then the side of the bread is on either side. Anybody who cuts it horizontally, I think that's wrong. You can't go at it that way.
Oh, okay. So that's the wrong way. I was going to say, was there any sort of statement about what it says about you as a person based on your choice with this?
I mean, I did Google real quick, and there were some like articles about, hey, if you cut your sandwich this way, then you're this personality. And I was like, ah, that's boring. Who cares?
Okay. they didn't say like you're a psychopath.
No, I don't think
cut it.
I don't think horizontally. Anybody says you're a psychopath, but
okay.
But yeah,
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, you know, good stuff, good information here. You know, we're learning a little bit about each other, right?
Relatable.
And 99.7. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of the $10,000 bribe. Not bride. That would be a completely different promotion. But no, it's the $10,000 bribe where, we're going to offer up $10,000. Hey, maybe you listen. Maybe you get in on that. Maybe you win the money, you know?
Hey, maybe it'll be worth your while.
Maybe it'll be worth your while. It starts on Monday with Ivy Tech Madison, in 99.7 DJX. Also, $100 cash prizes every single day to be given out too. So that's kind of cool too. So if you don't win the 10 grand, maybe you'll pick up one of those. So that all begins Monday here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, it is a feel-good story, which we do every single hour throughout the morning on DJX. Also, I want to share a note that message we just got from Nick right before the feel-good. It's pretty cool. And then later in this hour, it's odd. And it's about underwear. And a listener messaged us on Facebook about this. And so I want to toss it out to you and see where you stand on this weird collection, we'll say. Okay?
Okay. So this is not like we just had a conversation about how we cut our sandwiches. So this isn't about how we wear our underwear?
No.
Real confused.
Yeah. No, we. I mean, hey, we dive into a lot of different topics on this show. So
we sure do.
Yeah, go from sandwiches to underwear without blinking an eye. I mean, that's kind of what we do. But next, it's your feel good after Ava Max on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I got to be honest. Sometimes I take what we have for granted, like the ability to be able to share a little bit of our lives and be with you every single morning here for so many years. And whether you've listened, you know, this is your first time listening, or whether you're in it for the long haul, you know, we appreciate that. And like I said, sometimes, you know, I take that for granted. But then getting messages like this from Nick, who says, thank you for y'all morning show. You don't know how important it is to me. I've gone through a lot in the last few years, and the show helps me get through the day. So, you know, those little messages.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, those little messages, you know, help kind of ground us and keep us like, oh, you know what? Maybe we shouldn't, you know, just talk about, you know, fart jokes and things like that. I don't know. Or maybe the idiocy that you've come to know and expect from the show is part of the sauce
that's keeps, what you need right now.
Keeps it
well,
together.
Yeah, so. I'll tell you what, it has been a very trying, it was a trying year. It was a, it's been an especially trying week. And I'll tell you what, we're normal people. We have the same kind of emotions that you do, but we may not like put it out there because for one, I don't think that's what people need from me. You get it everywhere, you know? But at the same time, it does make it really, really hard when you're having your own emotions and you're going through these things to try to show up and just kind of be us and do what we typically do. Just talk about how you cut your sandwich and do really dumb dad jokes on the radio. But, we're trying to find our lane to help you navigate all of the crazy that surrounds you every day.
Yeah, and I said earlier, it's like this is only the first week of 2021, and it feels like
it's not boding well so far.
It feels like it's been a month. Yeah, I know. So
I already went off this boat.
A lot of emotion definitely happening around the country right now, but appreciate that, Nick. Those messages do help. All right, let's get to a feel good. We do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I've kind of made it my mission, too, to just try to find these stories. And this is the kind of stuff that I want to share. It's this amazing group of people, California inmates. They make as little as 8 cents an hour sweeping floors, building furniture, clerking. If they have an industry job, they can make about a dollar an hour. or around $100 per month. So that's why it took 3 years for a group of nearly 800 inmates at a state prison there in California to get $32,000. That's $24,000 that they earned of their own money and then an $8,000 donation from outside the prison. So this is why. Jason Bryant's now a former inmate. He had been taking part in a prison book club in 2016 with kids from a local private all-boys Catholic school there in Salinas, California. So they read this book called Miracle on the River Kwai, which tells of prisoners of war who shared everything they had. So that gave Jason and a fellow inmate, Ted Gray, the idea to help out some young man get a head start. So beginning in the fall of 2016, they helped a struggling Palma student pay the $1,200 monthly tuition.
Mm.
He said, I think that inherently most people, even those of us who have made the worst decision in our lives, want to be a part of something good. Now, Jason earned 3 degrees during 20 years behind bars for armed robbery before his sentence was commuted last year. So the money went to a 19-year-old named Cy Green, whose parents had lost their jobs due to medical emergencies, and he graduated last year, largely thanks to the inmates, 4 of whom went to his graduation.
Ah, that's cool.
I mean, what a redemption story for so many people.
Right.
All the way around. Just, I thought that was incredible. Put a smile on my face, and it was just, I love second chances like that, and people that, you know, come from making, like you said, the worst decision of their lives, and then spend all that time trying to make up for it and do something much better with their lives.
Yeah, for sure. All right, feel good.
Yep. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Do them every hour throughout the morning on 99. According to Wave 3 News, storm tracking team, really shouldn't see too much more snow today. There is a chance of flurries tomorrow. High reaching 36. There is snow still on the ground, and there is the possibility of hitting some slick spots on the roads as you are out in the metro. I will say that this morning, as I was, you know, getting up and getting out, my car was out, and so it was covered in snow, but I didn't have any way of, like, brushing or scraping it off. I mean, when I say I didn't have any way of brushing or scraping it off, I mean I didn't have in my immediate vicinity a way of brushing or scraping it off. And so I did the whole, all right, I'm going to use my windshield wipers and get the front, and I'm just going to let nature and the wind clear everything else out. So I was,
oh wow.
So my entire, it was like I was in a complete cocoon except for the front windows. And so I had to use like my backup camera and my side camera on the side mirror to like,
I feel like that's a dangerous car. Way to drive.
I feel like it is too, you know.
Okay.
And you know, it's probably not recommended. And in fact, if there's any law enforcement listening, it's probably against the law at some point. In the books, but yeah, I don't know if you were like me and
glad you got there safely though,
and had to deal with that this morning. But know that if you left your car out, it's going to have some snow on it that you're going to have to take care of before you head on the road. And don't do like I did. And
yes, hopefully you do have a scraper.
Yeah, or a broom or something.
I got one you can borrow, Sparky, but you're going to have to come out here and get it.
And Kelly, here's the thing. I had a scraper in my car, but I didn't want to, once I got in the car, I didn't want to get back out of the car because then when you reopen the door, then snow falls in your car, you know? Sometimes you can...
Benji, do you hear yourself? The words coming out of your mouth right now. I have a scraper. I just didn't want to, like, use it because if I got out of the car, then snow would fall down. Are you kidding me? You chose to drive to work, like, not being able to see because you didn't want to get back out of the car and scrape?
Now, to be fair to me,
to be fair?
I think you're being a little accusatory here. I did clear my front windshield, so it's
I could see perfectly
fine out the front.
It was practically fine.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know what I'm talking about when you like sometimes you're able to magically get into your car without snow like falling into your car. But then
sure.
And so once you do that, you don't want to necessarily risk opening it back up and then having snow fall on your seat and then having to sit on a wet, cold seat. So
I would risk it, though, so that I could clear more spaces to see out of.
All right. Well, I mean, when you say it like that,
you just don't you make a little space, then you turn on your defroster full throttle and kind of let that do the rest of the work.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I did do the defrost, but it didn't work at all. The entire road, because I had to pry a couple inches of snow on the back of my car. So anyways,
Burbanker.
Yeah. All that to say, hey, watch yourself on the road. Watch for drivers that didn't scrape and maybe can't see you out on the roads here this
morning. But hey, go ahead and scrape, please. Give yourself the best chance to get there in one piece.
All right. Coming up, it is a message that we got from Facebook, and it involves a very odd collection that she is reaching out to us, wondering if she should be worried about this. All right.
Okay. So are we kind of judging the oddness?
Yes.
Of this?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. That's next. Right. A lot of times listeners will reach out on Facebook with questions. We'll pose it to you and then maybe, you know, get some resolution on that. A little free therapy, if you will. But this from Facebook and from a listener, she writes, I hear you guys reading other listeners' relationship issues. So I thought, why not? I'm in my early 20s, thrilled with my boyfriend. First of all, he's gorgeous. Plus, he's funny and all my friends are jealous. I was in his room before Christmas and was joking around and I was trying to find my present. When I opened one of his dresser drawers, I noticed a pair of my underwear with a bunch of other women's underwear that wasn't mine.
Uh-oh.
I asked him what it was, and he said that it is just the underwear that girls have left behind that he's dated.
Why are you keeping it?
And he said,
why are you keeping it? That's my very first question that popped in my head. Why are you keeping it?
She continues. He said, oh, and you made the collection.
Oh, great.
It was funny at first, but now it's starting to bother me. I don't want him to have an underwear collection, but I don't feel like I can tell him to get rid of it. I don't want to be dramatic, and I love...
No, you can tell him to get rid of it, because why is he keeping it?
And she goes on and finishes up and just says, I love being with this guy. Like, what do I do?
I feel like we say, hey, you may not think it's a big deal. Kind of a big deal to me. Like, I think it's kind of yucky.
I want to know...
So, can you get rid of them?
How
thanks.
Many pairs there are? Like, are there just a couple? And she's like, huh, what are these? I mean, but this from the sound of it, it sounds like there are, it's like a little pile. Yeah?
Oh, God. Yeah, no, I would say 1,000% like, hey, dude, that doesn't sound normal to me. Like, I've never encountered any dude that did that at all. Ever.
What's he doing with them?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's a reason to have it.
Okay, so hang on. To be devil's advocate, if you will, all right? Emily texts in and is like, hey, were they washed, though? Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, that's a great question. Wait,
Emily's like, hey, if they're cute, take them for yourself.
hang on a second. Kelly, as a woman, there's no way in the world you are taking another woman's underwear.
No, I'm not.
And using them on yourself.
That is not happening.
Okay, so here, just to play devil's advocate, it could be a thing that he didn't intend to start collecting, but it just started happening. And maybe it was like I'm just going to keep them for when I see her again. And then maybe they break up or whatever, go their separate ways. And then that never happens. And then next girl, same deal. And then it's all of a sudden he's like, oh, wow, I've got like three of them here. Well, this is kind of fun. You know, maybe I can see, you know, what's going on. And then guys being guys, maybe they just don't like think about it that it could possibly be bothersome to a potential girl who might see it.
Well, Courtney said, my ex also had a drawer of things left behind from girls, earrings, shorts, underwear. It was super weird. She goes, I snagged a pair of some cute shorts. Whatever, right? I'd rather have me have them than him.
Wow. I will.
So, okay, in that case, sure. It's like, oh, these are kind of cute. They fit me too.
I will say that I wore for a while a University of Louisville field hockey shirt. That was, and the path that it took to get to my hands was a weird one because, the field hockey, you know, is female. And so, so the girl who was on U of L's field hockey team dated, my wife's ex-boyfriend and then left it with him. And then when my wife dated her ex-boyfriend, she got a hold of it, and then it got to me. So it's a weird, and it's no longer here. I don't have it anymore. But
what a fun journey for that shirt!
But that was a fun journey.
It's like the sisterhood of the traveling pants, kind of a thing.
Kind of a weird one, yeah. I guess she's just wanting to know, like, how does she approach her guy, and is it as weird of a quote unquote collection as she's thinking it is?
So, well, Emily was like, you know, he should put them in a shadow box.
Oh, my God, a shadow box.
All
right.
I don't think we display them. I don't think that's what we need to do.
At Ben and Kelly Show, I think maybe the bigger question in this whole thing is, do you keep trophies from past relationships? It's 99.7 DJX because this listener had sent us a message and was like, I found by accident in a drawer of my boyfriend's bunch of women's underwear that wasn't mine, but mine was in there, and he was just like, oh,
congratulations.
Yeah,
you made it.
You made it. Hey, you're one of the crew. I don't know if that's a club necessarily that you're proud of being in or not. Now she's like, I don't want to cause drama, but like, what do I do? And so a lot of people are like, yeah, it's kind of sounds like a notch on the bedpost type of thing. Nikki texts in, is like, hey, he's keeping them as trophies. If she really likes him, accept it. And just keep an eye on it to make sure nothing new gets added to the collection. LOL.
Accept it? I still feel like you say no. Hey, dude, this is weird and creepy. I mean, look at it through my perspective. You understand how I think that's weird and creepy, right?
Yeah, Jenna.
That's what I would say.
Jenna, what's your thought?
I mean, if it were me, I would steal mine back, and I'd just break up with him. That's like serial killer kind of behavior. Like, they keep trophies.
Oh, wow.
So you'd be like, oh, there's my pair. I'm just going to go ahead and grab that, and I'll see you later.
I'd take it and then later just break up with him. Like, no, this, that's so weird.
Yeah.
If she really enjoys being with him, I guess she could learn to live with it. But, you know, then she needs to, like, talk to him and be like, this makes me very uncomfortable. And I think it's time for you to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't, then she needs to decide if she can live with it or if she needs to just go.
Yeah, thanks, Jenna. I feel like everybody is kind of like saying, listen to yourself here. And maybe she just needed us to tell her what she already knew, you know?
Yeah, that's creepy. Like, I would never, if I came across that, I'd be like, yeah, no, you don't need that.
If
you want to keep any, like, photos or, like, something that made you, that had good memories or whatever from a past relationship, you put that in a little shoebox.
Right.
You keep it high up in a closet or something. I'm not saying you have to erase all semblance of anything that came before me.
Right.
But in the drawer?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm thinking about, you know, trophies and, you know, like notes and things like that, that may have been sentimental between you and an ex.
Sure.
You know, that I think is probably natural things to keep, and maybe even some pictures, especially if it wasn't like a bad breakup and you guys just kind of parted ways.
Yes. Again, in a shoebox in the closet.
Right. Right. Not on
top drawer.
Not on display, not in a frame, still on the wall.
No.
That would certainly be awkward.
Not in your underwear drawer. No.
Not in your underwear drawer. That is so weird. I couldn't even imagine what, like, Like, no, I couldn't even imagine. Anyways.
No.
Thank you. Thank you for reaching out to us. Hopefully we were able to at least give you a little perspective on that odd collection, we'll say.
In fact, I wouldn't have even asked. I would just would have tossed them. Hey, you know what? I did some cleaning for you.
You know what? Got rid of all those. You don't even have to thank me. You're welcome. You're welcome. Anyone else think it's weird that KFC has to announce that they're releasing a chicken sandwich? I mean, it's kind of what they do, right? It's 99.7 DJX.
They announced that they have released their best chicken sandwich ever.
So is this supposed to rival like a Chick-fil-A or a Zaxby's or something like that?
Well, I think it's just bigger as far as like the amount of meat that they've used in the past to make their sandwich.
Mm, okay.
So it's like, hey, this one's meatier. It's even better. Like, we tested out, like, every slice thickness of pickle to make sure that's perfection.
So they're doing pickle on it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not the only thing they're doing.
Pickle
but
mayonnaise,
It looks like it's a toasted brioche bun. Topped with thicker, crispier pickles, mm-hmm. mayo, spicy sauce, 1/4 pound of all white meat, double breaded, extra crispy. So they're saying that, listen, this is the best recipe we've come up with ever. That's what they're saying.
All right. All right. So.
And if you were a chicken place, I feel like if chicken is like your gig, that's what you do.
Yeah.
You do have to try to keep reinventing the wheel a little bit, right?
I guess.
The game?
I mean, because they already tried to do the like the Nashville style that to like kind of go up against all of the hot chicken places that are have been popping up around town, like the Royals, and
they got like a new dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. So you know, you still have to try to keep freshening up your game, even if it's like the same lane.
Yeah, I think that's probably a page that we could all read at some point.
I'm not mad at him. I'll try it. Looks delicious.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, yeah, if you want to see it in all its glory, we got it posted at WDJX.com. Coming up, it's your feel good of the hour, and give us just about 5 minutes on that on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Could see some more snow, according to Wade 3 News Storm Tracking Team, tomorrow, as looks like there could be some flurries in the forecast. You know, maybe an inch or two as you woke up this morning in your grass, so not too bad. Here today, kind of one of the perfect storms of snow in my mind, when it doesn't necessarily stick to the road, so it doesn't bother you too much in getting around, but it just stays like on trees and on your grass.
Yeah, it's pretty to look at, but it's not going to mess up your drive too much.
Absolutely. So anyways, that is looking like it's going to more flurries over the weekend and stuff like that. So if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up. We had a couple weird ones here this morning, like the collection that this listener had said she discovered of her boyfriend's was unique, and many thought it was kind of a notch in the bedpost sort of collection.
A little trophy collection, if you will.
Yeah. So you can listen back and you can hear some of the responses. And if you want to chime in, you can always on social media at Ben and Kelly Show. If you've got your own issue that you need worked out, feel free to message us. We like throwing it out there because you know what? It's, I feel like a lot of people just tell you the things that you need to hear, not necessarily the things you want to hear. Right?
So yeah. And sometimes you can hear it better from strangers.
Absolutely. So, whatever you do over this weekend, be safe, be nice to one another. We've made it through the first week of 2021. Let's continue on and be good. And then know that on Monday, the bribe begins.
Hey, I make it worth your while to listen to the Ben and Kel.
I tell you what, maybe, perhaps, maybe you get the $10,000. Maybe you don't, but whatever. You know, it's a bribe.
I mean, typically it was just like, if you listen, maybe you're in for some mild humor. Now, could actually bad your bank account.
Yeah, so that begins on Monday. Have a good one. I'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.